Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do? Why, if I had a brain,
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She'll make your Christmas bright, not just because she's lit every weekend. It's the feeling of honest-to-goodness joy and happiness she brings to my life.
Aww. That's a really cute intro.
Oh, thanks.
And I was a little lit this weekend. And with me today is someone that doesn't need Matt Lauer to harass her at work. That's my job. I got to first base with her at the Christmas party, and she liked it so much she begged me to come home with her. Her name is...
Amy Nichols. Oh, my gosh.
So we had our company Christmas party over the weekend. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was pretty tame this year. I mean, I thought it was a good Christmas party. Didn't win anything. Damn it. I can say damn it, right?
You can say damn it. I was kind of hoping, I didn't win a prize either. I was kind of hoping that I won a shopping trip to North Park just so I could add it to my collection because I knew it would make you mad because I did win the shopping gift certificate to the mall last year and I still haven't spent it yet.
Why are you sitting on that?
Because now I think I'm going to wait until after Christmas and go. I'll get some sales. Because that's an expensive mall anyway. So the money that I got, it's going to get me like 1.5 things there.
If you go, like a good solid piece that's going to last you, it'll go in 1.5 pieces.
And like my husband Jeremy didn't want me to spend it on stupid stuff. Like I wore my formal dress that I bought earlier this year to the Christmas party. And he didn't want me to go buy some ridiculous dress that I'm never going to wear again. Yeah. But at the same time, he told me, like, go spend it on one pair of shoes. And I'm like, baby, I'm going to need some more money if you want me to spend it on, like, a good pair of shoes. They cost more than that, sweetie. But I couldn't do that anyway.
Oh, I think I could. I don't know about shoes. Maybe a purse or jacket.
I need stuff. I want that to be able to replenish my wardrobe, but it's not going to be able to. It'll get me, like, 2 things, maybe 3 things.
Yeah.
If I'm smart about it. But just having that stresses me out, and I think that's why I hadn't done it either. Like, I need to go to the mall, and I need to scope out everything and then decide what I want and buy.
Yeah.
That way, I don't just have something. I mean, I guess you can always return it, but do you return stuff to nicer stores, or are you that girl? Because I feel like I'm that girl whenever I'm at that mall anyway. They offer me sparkling water, and I'm like, no thanks, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't belong here.
Yeah. I'll check a price tag, and they're like, can I help you with something? If you're checking the price tag on something, then you probably can't afford it, so no, I'm good, thank you.
I always think that they're only coming up to me to let me know that I am in the wrong place. I mean, they are being kind, but they're like, no.
And one of the workers told me that he liked my Kate Spade purse. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And then after I left, I was like, I bet you that was a snarky comment because anybody can afford Kate Spade. So he's like, oh yeah, super nice Kate Spade purse you got there.
I do like your Kate Spade purse though.
Thank you. Jeremy got it for me on clearance. I lucked out on that one. He asked me, I had just bought a new purse. And he asked me if there were any designer purses that I wanted. And I was like, yeah, actually, there's one Kate Spade that I like that I had found. And he bought it for me right then, but he got it on clearance. He didn't even spend as much as I deserve. I should have taken the rest of that money. It was clearance. He could have easily spent more.
I just want a new windshield for my car.
Okay, so the Christmas party was this weekend. It was fun. It was tame.
Yeah.
Nobody did anything wrong. I think the real stuff started happening at the after party.
Right, which I did not attend.
But we did have the photo booth. We always have the photo booth every year. And while we did the photo booth, I attacked you.
You did. It 2 separate occasions. Did you know that?
Twice?
Yes. One of them, you grabbed my chest. And the other one, you bit me over and kissed me.
Yeah. That's okay. True. Yes, I knew about that. Okay. I knew about both of those. I thought you meant I kissed you twice. I was like, where was I? So, yeah, I planted it right on Amy. I want to say you said, like, do something crazy or do something. Because
maybe
the photo booth.
Like a fun one. Like, fun. again?
Maybe that was it. The photo booth takes three different pictures and then does it together like a little quick boomerang or something.
Right.
And so I could have swore you said do something silly or something.
I probably did.
So I was like, yeah. It went straight on your mouth for that one.
It was funny, though.
Should I say the other thing that I did, too?
What else did you do?
Well, Jenna was wearing a very little shirt. Very little shirt.
Yeah.
And I knew the answer whenever I went to go do it. But I was like, you're not wearing a bra, are you? And I tickled the underside of her boob because I knew she wasn't wearing a bra. And then I sniffed my finger.
I remember you telling me that. Maybe I didn't take you seriously.
Oh, no, I did it for sure.
Great.
I didn't have to reach that far up. You're wearing that short of a shirt.
I was a little nervous. I mean, you have to make sure that your elbows are down. You don't want to lift up too high because
she's a pro. She knows how to rock what she's wearing. She's good. But JC saw me do that, and he called me Matt Lauer in that moment. He's like, hey, Matt Lauer, you need to calm down.
Matt Lauer was a huge topic at the Christmas party.
Yeah, Kelly mentioned him, too.
And Robert, when Russ Face was kissing people.
That's funny. I was on the receiving end of a Russ Face kiss. And before I could even call him out for it, people noticed and was pointing and talking about it. So there was a lot of kissing, a lot of touching going on at our Christmas party, I guess.
But super tame, we swear.
My husband got to go. He hasn't gotten to go every year. One time he was out of town, which made me feel really crappy. He was in Chicago doing something and I had to explain to everybody why he wasn't there. Another time he's been at work. So it's nice whenever he's able to go, but then he goes and everybody loves him. And then I have to hear about it. I have to hear about how great he is.
I feel you. I have the same problem. I mean, they love Jeremy more than Josh. Probably because...
Well, Jeremy just talks to everybody.
Yeah.
Him and I separate at parties. But I love it because he does my dirty work. I'm not there schmoozing with people like I should be. I should be there, oh, hey, boss man, Jordan. Instead, I'm like cracking jokes and whatever, whatever. Hey, let's take a shot. I'm going to kiss Amy. I'm going to touch Jenna's boob. And then meanwhile, Jeremy's over in the corner talking to some influential people. So it's great. But yeah, I did leave the party with several people. That might be an exaggeration. Maybe it was only Sean, but whatever. I did hear that everybody loves Jeremy.
Yeah.
So he did a really good job.
I feel maybe I cling to Josh too much. And not even just my parties or his parties or wherever. I need him. I'm like a leech. Just want to hang on his shoulder or his arm.
Well, it was so busy. I felt totally separated from you. So while we were doing the white elephant gift, I grabbed my gift and came over to you because I was like, I've been away from Amy long enough. We got separated and then I could not find my way back to you. So I didn't really get to spend a lot of the party with you.
It was such a crowded room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did hear you from across the room. Where's my Amy? Or something like that.
I have no attachment issues, none whatsoever. But then as the night's wrapping up, everybody always goes to Big Al's bar afterwards. And you and Josh were wanting to go. Jeremy had to go home because he had to work the next morning.
Right.
And so y'all were trying to convince me.
Yeah, to be a part of the party.
To come with y'all, to go to the party, and then go back to your house. And you would drop me off at home the next day because you had to be around in my area anyway.
Yeah.
Y'all were even like making offers like we'll play games and party favors and stuff like that. And I really did want to go. I wanted to go. But then in my mind, I'm just thinking I had already had enough to drink. And this was my first day being well.
Right.
First off.
Yeah.
And because I was well, like I had already told everybody I'm not even going to drink at the party. I felt like crap all week.
I called bull on that one.
I thought it was jet lag. Ends up, I think I was seriously sick and it just had to work itself out of my system. Soon as Amy walks in, I'm at the bar and I'm like, oh, by the way, about that not drinking, I'm about to get my first glass of wine. But I was drinking wine, and you can't switch from wine to something else. Mm-hmm. I can do beer and liquor. All that's fine. But same. I can't do wine and other stuff. And then I'm in this big ball gown. People are already stepping on it. So I'm having to pick up the ball gown. And I just knew I was a drink away from blacking out and falling asleep. I asked you, I was like, do you have anything I can wear at your house? And you're like, of course, because I know drunk me, as soon as I get home, I'm just taking off this dress and I'm sleeping in my panties. That's it. I'm surprised my dress wasn't on the floor. It probably would have been if it wasn't for Jeremy.
No. I mean, that is a good, it was a smart decision because we didn't even go to Big Al's anyways. We just went home. I mean, I remember half the car ride home. So I was at that point also where, you know, it was time to say goodnight.
Yeah, I think that was my first smart decision in a while because normally I'm like, well, let's get this party started. I love to go all night long and only remember about half of it. So I do think that it was a smart decision that I didn't go ahead and go. I really, really wanted to. And you and Josh were making it so tempting. And I want to hang out with my friends and I want to have a good time. But in the end, and then I was afraid there was a puker at the party. And I'm right. super scared to throw up. And right.
You thought it was me.
Jeremy thought it was you. Jeremy saw some throw up in a trash can in the bathroom. And he was like, hey, keep an eye on Amy. I think she's throwing up in the trash can. And ends up it wasn't you. But I had already decided no-ish. But then that sealed the deal. Because I'm like, if that girl's puking, like, I can't handle it. I can't.
It wasn't me this year.
Did you throw up at all? Like that night or next day or anything?
Yes. But it wasn't bad. I had a pretty good day the next day. I mean, yes, I was hungover, but not as I wasn't like gone for the whole day. I've been there before.
Like, when did you throw up? That night or next morning?
Night.
Okay. Next morning, nothing?
Maybe a little.
Because I know that you had to go to a church and a baptism and all this different kind of stuff.
Yeah, I might not have gone to that.
You didn't go?
I didn't go.
That sounded insane anyway. I can't make a commitment the day after a Christmas party.
It was like at 9 o'clock in the morning. I was supposed to go get the kids. I didn't. Josh went and got him. Damn it.
Did you at least make it to the bathroom so the rest of your house doesn't smell like vomit on top of Amy's weekend vomit?
Yes,
okay,
yes,
good.
I'm an adult. I know where it's supposed to go.
I'm very proud of you. So we wanted to talk about things that blew our minds.
Yes.
But first, I found this study that I thought was just kind of funny. It is the most Googled question in every state. Now, I don't have all the states in front of me, including Texas. So I want you to think about this while I'm giving you these answers. What do you think Texas is Googling the most? I don't have an answer for it. So just come up with your own answer.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So here are some of the best ones. In Indiana and Colorado, the top question is, why do my boobs hurt?
Weird.
Yeah. And in Idaho and Ohio, some people want to know, why do men have nipples? Biggest question in New York is, why do feet smell?
Oh, my gosh.
The top question in your home state of South Carolina.
Nope.
North Carolina?
I'm from North Carolina.
Dang it. Okay. Well, then from your sister state, South Carolina and D.C., they want to know, why do I sweat so much? In Florida, people want to know, why do I feel so alone? In Georgia.
They're so sad.
Georgia, my people, they're wondering, why do you love me? I think that sometimes, too. What did I ever do to deserve you? And people in Michigan are wondering, why do I have diarrhea?
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. What do you think Texas is Googling?
Oh, I don't know. Something about a truck or a dog or an ex-wife or a...
I was thinking maybe like, when does the next season start?
Oh,
because we have, well, no, because we have no season. So, oh. Like, why doesn't Texas have any seasons?
That's true. I thought you were talking about the television show season.
No. What? The like, television show season
well,
or Dallas?
Dallas.
Oh.
Like, that kind of season.
No. I can tell you, whenever Jeremy and I were getting married in Ireland, first off, he was making fun of me so hardcore because I wanted a harpist at our wedding. And he was
like, that's so lovely.
He was like, what the crap happened to you whenever we first got together? You were listening to Slipknot. Now you like Taylor Swift and you want a harpist at the wedding. And I'm like, but I still like Slipknot. It's all that, yeah. I told him. Like, let's not forget about
like
Corey
I'm
Taylor.
Well-rounded.
Yeah.
Get with it.
But he was Googling how to find a harpist in Ireland. And it came up, whenever he typed in the H, it came up, Ireland herpes. So he was like, I think we have bigger problems to worry about in Ireland instead of harpist.
Oh,
we did end up getting a harpist for the wedding. We got a school of rock band. So they were little kids. They were the best music I've ever heard. Like, we heard a lot of live music while we were there. These kids were the best, though.
A videographer?
I have video of it.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Mm-hmm. I didn't have a videographer, but the guy, I was best man at his wedding, Jonathan, he videoed everything. So I do have that. But they knew that I loved the violin and the harp. So they played a lot of both of those. But those little kids were awesome.
That's cool.
They were so cool.
And that movie's awesome. School of Rock. Have you seen it?
Yes. It's so been a while.
Love it.
I can only handle Jack Black in small doses.
We watched Kung Fu Panda last night. That's another Jack Black movie. So good.
So you know whenever you find something out and it just completely blows your mind? Yeah. I like Pompeii. I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea. There was a place called Pompeii and there were people stuck doing what they were doing whenever they died. Like, what is that? Cow cheese. Mind blown. What up with the cow cheese? Amy broke it down for me better, so thank you for explaining that
you
to me.
You're so welcome.
But just little things like that can blow your mind. I saw an article on BuzzFeed that said half of the people, I don't know what half, maybe in the world, I'm going to go with it. Half the people in the world stand up whenever they wipe.
Really?
Yeah.
Half.
Mm-hmm. Because they say that they don't feel like they're getting as clean if they don't stand up whenever they wipe.
Hmm.
I would think you're just smearing it together. Like, I'd sit and wipe like a proper human being should.
Yeah. And you've got that fancy stuff, too. The wet wipes.
Oh, I was like, what? No, baby, I peed in the bidet. I don't have one at home.
No. The wet wipes.
Yeah.
I still have not. You know what? I just need to come to your house and see if I need to, like, splurge.
You want to test out the wet wipes before you buy them?
Yeah. What if they're not worth the money? Do you care? I mean, that would mean that I'd have to do my business at your house.
That's fine. No judgment. We tell each other if we have to go solo here. So, I mean, you gotta go to my bathroom. If it'll get you at my house, then fine. Come on over.
Yay, done.
The full belly, and then I'm going to feed you some more.
Half
I need
people.
You to come ready. Or you're going to have to stay until you do.
Lock me in.
Yeah.
You know, can't they do that.
What?
Before you're allowed to leave the hospital after having a baby, they want you to go number two. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. They want to make sure that your body is working the way it's supposed to after giving birth.
So what if you're like one of those once a weekers?
They give you stuff to help you.
Okay. So they make sure that you do.
I mean, they really want you to. I'm sure that they'd let you leave, but they really press.
Press the poo issue.
I don't know why we end up on this topic every single time. You started it. This is you. This is on you.
This is on BuzzFeed. Why do you stand up to wipe?
I don't know.
I don't do it.
Half is a lot. Half.
Maybe I don't have all the information in front of me, but I know. I know that there are a lot of people who stand up to wipe. Let us know on social media if you want to. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Facebook and Instagram. Loose Lips Hips on Twitter.
I wonder if the majority would be men, though, because they stand up already most of the time. And maybe they just feel like standing up the way they... I don't know.
They ain't standing up whenever they do that.
No.
That'd be a long drop.
Do you know any...
Could you imagine the splashback on that?
Like a bomb. So, do you know any dudes that sit down to pee?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
Too.
I do.
I'm not going to call out any names.
Not Jeremy. Jeremy doesn't. But I do know a good guy friend of mine, first thing in the morning. And I'm like, you sit down when you pee. So, Amy, tell me something that blew your mind.
Well, it blew my mind that you didn't notice that I got a new phone. I had it for like a month and I was just waiting and I would drop hints. I'm like, so you know, I need the new Wi-Fi password for work because I've lost it. And I just leave it out on my desk. No one noticed. I got so much crap for having a six-year-old 4S iPhone.
With the old charger.
Yes.
Old charger iPhone.
It's hella old. And nobody cares. Nobody cares that I got a new phone. Everyone makes fun of me whenever I have the old phone. But when I get a new phone, nobody notices.
I did notice. Okay, first off, somebody gave you this phone, right? You didn't finally...
No. Nope. I did
you didn't finally go buy a new one.
I think so. Russ Face, he bought the new 8 or whatever is out. And every year, he always asked, because the new iPhone comes out 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever. So are you going to get the new iPhone this year? I've been here for 4 years, and every year he'll ask me, and I never do. So I think he just felt bad for me, and he got the new 8 and gave me his old 6, and I felt bad.
So we have the same phone now.
We do. You have I think it's just a 6.
Yeah. I don't have the 6 Plus. Next time, I'm going to get a Plus. Jeremy got us both 6s, but I don't use my phone for phone purposes, so I'd rather have the big boy. So yeah. I want a Plus next time.
Yeah. Well, maybe next year I'll get that. I probably won't. Why spend the money if it works? It's all about money with me. Anyways, the problem is that we share an Apple ID as a family. And so everything's syncing up weirdly. And my son has deleted so much information on his phone, but it took it from my phone. So I've lost memories, appointments. I mean, I'm just... Not the appointments. I'm not heartbroken over that. But just things that I've written down, like quotes the kids have said. It's just all gone. And I've tried to recover it. I've looked in the trying to find a trash bin or whatever. Mm-hmm. I can't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really, really, really terrible.
You might could be able to find it in the cloud.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to get to the cloud.
Through your computer.
Like, I don't know a login. I don't know any of that.
I don't know. I'm under everything for my husband. Whenever I try to log in on my own Apple ID, it won't let me.
So
it tells me
I'm
not who I am and everything else.
You're under his Apple ID?
Yeah, for the most part.
And you don't have any problems?
Mm-mm.
I don't know what's wrong with me. It's just fate.
We do it just for the iTunes because I have never bought music before. So he buys all the music and then he'll put it on my phone.
Yeah. I don't know. But it blew my mind that nobody stinking cares about my new phone.
I did notice. I said something to you. I asked you if you got a new case on your phone.
But it's not a new case. It's a new phone.
But I did notice that it was new. It was something new about it. I just didn't know it was a new phone. It's because I hadn't taken a picture of myself on your phone in a while.
You haven't.
Uh-uh.
Ever since. I blasted you on social media.
That's right.
You're never going to do it again.
I learned my lesson.
Shoot.
Never going to touch your phone again. You know what blew my mind?
Hmm.
Okay. Whenever we were walking through Italy, we were in Positano. I think I said it right. And we walked all the way to the Amalfi Coast, and it was such a pretty walk. And everybody has gardens. They're growing everything. They have their own cattle and animals that they raise and everything else. Well, they have a lot of lemon and lime trees.
I know where this is going. Go ahead.
Did it tell you?
No.
Okay. So apparently I don't know what lemons or limes are because I kept on getting them confused.
You got them confused?
Yes.
Okay, well, because I don't know where this is going.
I don't know what you thought I was going to say.
Well, I think lemons and limes are the same thing.
How are lemon and limes the same thing?
I think they're just like more ripe if they're a different, like green is more ripe than the yellow.
If that's true, my mind's blown right now.
Or
do you have your phone
the
on
other
you?
Way. Yeah.
Google it.
One or the other.
No, I kept getting them confused because I would say that it was a lemon tree. They would tell me it was a lime tree. And I swear that they were wrong, but they've made fun of me for the rest of the time saying that I couldn't tell the difference between a lemon tree and a lime tree.
Are you colorblind?
I don't think so.
Uh-oh. False tidbit news. It says, are lime trees and lemon trees the same tree? No, comma, silly.
So, there you go.
Different fruits. Aw. Who told me that? I need to stop listening to people. I just believe everything.
I don't think that I'm colorblind, and I don't know why they thought it was a different color than I did, but they all swear, everybody in my group swore that it was a different. So then the rest of the time, anytime we would see a lime tree, they're like, oh, look, Lacey, it's a lemon tree.
They were messing with you. I really think this whole thing is them messing with you.
Well, now my girlfriend, Vanessa, is getting a new dog, and she said that she might name the dog Lemon.
That's pretty cute. Okay, which brings me to my blew my mind. This is actually kind of serious, but I don't know. So my dog, Zuko, which is named after the greatest animation character of all time from Avatar The Last Airbender. I know you haven't seen it, but it is a great show. So my dog, Zuko, has been biting my daughter, Morgan, who
put her down.
My daughter Morgan, named after literally every other child born in 2004, because she complains about her name being so common. Anyways, yeah, he's just the sweetest. He's always been the sweetest dog. And there have been two times that he's gone after her after a teenage meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
So she is trying to slam the door in her face. The first time, Josh stiff-armed the door to stop it. And the dog's protecting us, I guess, is what he thinks. And he goes after our little girl. So I had a sit-down meeting, and this is what blew my mind. Sit-down meeting, I'm trying to take this very seriously, because what if the dog goes after her neck or her face next? You know?
Yeah.
It's just going after her legs right now. But two times, it's not just coincidence. I mean, this is like repeat offense. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'd had a family meeting. We voted the dog stays. I was the only one that wanted the dog to go. Even Morgan.
So how bad has he bitten her? Is this like a little nibble? Is he piercing her skin?
Piercing skin, like black bruise on the leg.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like broken skin, bleeding. Yeah. And she's like, it was my fault. I shouldn't have been throwing a fit. She's defending the darn dog.
Aww.
But I mean, I don't know. I love the dog, but I can't have that kind of animal in my house. And maybe he just needs to be in a house where there aren't smaller kids who are going to make loud noises and freak him out or whatever.
I felt really bad about my dog because he was going through the teething stage for so long. And then like they love with their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would nibble on my nieces or something. Or he straight up tried to eat Bonnie's baby toe one time.
This is like puppy stage, right?
Yeah. But still, I hate making an excuse, though, and saying, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, he's a puppy, when my dog is eating your child. Like, it's still not a good look, you know? He's out of that now. I do have to tell him sometimes to calm down, because he will get too excited. Because he's still got puppy in him.
Yeah.
So he'll get too excited and want to jump all over you and play and stuff. And I'll have to tell him to calm down. But he's not as bad as he used to be. But yeah, he used to chomp all over my niece, but she liked him.
Yeah, I don't get it. So, I mean, I was outnumbered, and now we're all walking on eggshells. You know, don't get too excited because the dog will freak out and bite you.
My mind's blown right now.
What?
Your family's walking on eggshells because of the dog and not because of you, because you're the one I'd be scared of in the household.
Yes.
Don't piss off Mom. Don't make Amy mad.
Oh, my gosh. You're so mean. But, yeah. So, the two strikes. Third strike, you're out. There's no vote next time. If it happens again, I'm not asking anyone.
I agree.
You can
find him a good home.
Right. And I love him. It's not that I hate the dog. I mean, sometimes hate him, but I love him also.
Even use, like, Next Door app and see if somebody in the neighborhood wants him.
Yeah. So we could keep seeing him and stuff?
Well, no. I mean, you can cut ties. But, I mean, whatever. There might be somebody in your neighborhood who's looking for a dog.
It has been a really calm house since the last attack.
Or
sounds so bad.
Or get your dog to keep Morgan straight.
I mean, it maybe. We'll see. I just would hate for something bad to happen, you know?
That is scary. Because that's a nice dog.
It is a nice dog. He's a really sweet dog that's wanting to protect me and Josh, but attacking my children. One child in particular.
The bad one.
No.
He's trying to eliminate the bad child.
Did not come out of my mouth. Did not say that. But it blew my mind. She was making excuses for him. Whatever.
You know what blew my mind?
What?
When you chugged a whole beer.
Really?
Yes. Whenever that was your punishment and you had to chug a whole beer, That really blew my mind.
Well, I've got a lot of skills.
I'm not a good chugger. I used to love doing keg stands back in the day, and it would get all built up, and then somebody would grab me and put me, you know, feet first, head down, feet up in the air, and then I'd chug for like 2 seconds, and then I'm ready to go down, and then I'm like, well, that was embarrassing. Yeah. Or something really, really stupid that I did before. Okay, in my defense, I wasn't even 21 yet. So, oh, also, I was drinking beer underage because we're about to get there. But anyway, so I was at my first apartment, and I'm standing outside with my roommate, and I had this beer funnel. And we're standing outside funneling beer, which is something else I'm not good at. I mean, now I don't have to anymore, but we used to do the funnel or do the keyhole beer and chug it. I was always so bad at that. Or if I did finish, then like big burp come out afterwards. But anyway, we're standing outside. Standing outside funneling beer, and I'm on like the third floor on the balcony, and I dropped my little tube from my beer funnel. And so I had to go downstairs and get it. Well, whenever I did, I passed by this little grill, and for some drunken reason, I was like, if that thing's not nailed down to the ground, I'm taking it with me. Well, of course, it's not nailed down to the ground. I didn't live in a bad area. So I come back and I steal this little grill, and I come back up and I'm like, oh, look what I stole. Huh? I'm so funny. I stole this little grill. And then I just put it in my storage and never mess with it again. Well, I move out like a year and a half later, and my dad's in my storage helping me move. And he's like, when did you get this grill? And I was like, oh, I don't know. A friend gave it to me. And then he picked up the top off of it, and there was still dinner on it. Like, I stole somebody's grill with dinner.
Busted.
And I never even used that grill. I ended up giving it to somebody. I don't know how to grill with charcoal.
Why? I mean, it was just like, why did you do it?
I don't know. It sounded like a really good idea at the time.
Funny. I've stolen, oh, maybe I shouldn't say.
Say it.
I've returned it. I stole it, one of those big flashing orange striped construction
cones.
Uh-huh. And I was 17. And I left it in the back of my car and came home late at night. And my stepdad gets up early for work the next morning and sees this, you know, in the carport, the big flashing orange all around. And he's like, got me up at 5 o'clock in the morning and told me to go take it back. So I did. So I guess I didn't really steal it. I borrowed it.
How long did you borrow it?
I mean, it was late. So 5 hours, midnight to five.
I have moved those cones before and parked. Just like whenever there's nothing. Yeah, whenever there's nothing going on.
Oh, no. I haven't done that. Not that you're a terrible person for doing it.
I'm a terrible person for a lot of reasons, but not for that.
Mm-mm. No.
That, I just simply, that cone was in my way, and I moved it and parked where I needed to go.
I'd be worried that someone would tow me, and I have been towed in a very inconvenient time before, which I've also had to get my stepdad up when he'd have to work early the next day. Like, hey, you know, I know you have to get up in 3 hours for work, but I really need you to come help me at the, not the dump. Where do you get your car towed to?
The tow place?
There's a name, isn't there? Anyways, it doesn't matter.
The repo man? No.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Whatever. He did not like that call.
I used to work in downtown, and I'd get tickets a lot and never pay them because that used to be my style. Now I have to pay my tickets. Dang it. But I wouldn't pay them because they're only downtown tickets. This isn't like an actual ticket against me. This is just for downtown parking only. But if you get so many, then they'll put something on your tire. What is that called? They'll like lock your tire.
Boot?
Yeah, they'll put a boot on it. And I've gotten off work before and had the boot and
had to go
pay all my fines so they take the boot off my car.
No.
And I'm like, I didn't even make that much money right now just working. I'd be getting off a waitressing shift.
Ugh.
Made me so mad. They still want some money. I'll get them in the mail occasionally. And Jeremy's like, are you going to pay these? Nope.
I don't
That's an old car, old license. Like, they can't get me anymore. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I don't pay the red light ticket.
Uh-uh.
They'll go away.
I have one right now. And I got a ticket on my way to Beaumont a couple weeks ago whenever I was going to go see Bonnie after her grandmother died. And I told Bonnie that I got a ticket on my way, and she just laughed and said, well, at least you only got one, because I have gotten two before, back to back. But I called them, and I have the option to do in defensive driving or just paying the ticket, but defensive driving is such a pain in the butt,
but
it's 4 hours.
But it's cheaper.
Not that much. I was thinking about calling them today and just telling them I'll pay the ticket. Either that, or I'm going to be in Georgia in a couple weeks. I might ask my friend's 13-year-old if I can pay him like $30, $40 to do it for me.
That's terrible.
I have better things to do. It's 4 hours long. And if you don't pay attention to every little thing, like last time I had to take it, it was like, what was the border color in this frame? I don't know. And then you have to restart the section because they know I wasn't paying attention the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've done it where maybe I was like watching a show at the same time, but it's been so long. I know I passed it, but I don't know how badly I passed.
No, they're thorough about it. They want to make sure that you were paying attention at every moment. I can't be doing all that.
You think a 13-year-old could pass it?
Yeah, all you have to do is watch and listen. I just don't know if a 13-year-old has a 4-hour span that he can sit there and pay attention. I was thinking about asking him. It was his birthday yesterday. It wasn't an appropriate time to bring it up. Yeah. So I'll wait until I'm there.
I mean, if you make the deal sweet enough.
Well, see, and that's why I was thinking, at first I was thinking $20, because, I mean, what is he doing? He ain't doing anything. That's $5 an hour.
It's not bad.
But I think that's a little cheap. I'd give him a little bit more money than that. We'll see. I don't know. I used to have a kid who would take my TABC certification.
A kid?
Yeah, he'd do my TABC certification and my defensive driving for me if I gave him some money.
Wow.
But he's gone now, so I can't get him anymore.
Like he passed away?
No, he's in the military now. He's off doing it. He's an adult now. He's doing adult stuff.
Good.
Yeah. It blew my mind that you're not supposed to clean your bathroom, your entire bathroom, with a toilet bowl brush. I really did not know that. I thought I cleaned the brush.
How do you clean the brush, though?
I'm using cleaner with toilet bowl cleaner and regular cleaner in the bathtub.
I mean, it does seem like it'd be super convenient to just use the same tool throughout the whole room. I've never thought that. It never crossed my mind to do that.
I did. And now there has been a lot of discussion lately on the morning show about how dirty a toilet bowl brush is and how gross it is and you should never use it. I don't know. Jenna doesn't even have one in her house. And here I am like cleaning the entire house with one. But I stopped. That's an old habit.
Yeah, that's okay.
Now I scrub it with a brush like I'm freaking Cinderella or something.
Man, I need to clean my bathrooms bad. Like I'm at the point. Okay, so from 0 to I'm not going in the bathroom ever again because it's so gross. I'm at an 8. Like it's really close to the point where I'm just going to like, let's demolish it.
Your bathroom or the kids' bathroom?
Mine. It's probably theirs too because I haven't cleaned their bathroom either, but I don't go in there, so I don't know. I sound gross. I do. I sound gross, but it's just, I'm just going to, let's just redo it. We're just going to remodel. That's what we're going to do.
I would rather just tear it down than clean it.
I really, because it's just bad.
What's so bad about it? It's just been that long since you cleaned it?
No, it started out bad. I have the old lady handles and old tile and the tub won't fill all the way up to my belly button when there's water in it. And I just hate it all.
I am surprised to hear that because you and your husband spent a lot of money remodeling your house.
Well, just
but you just
kitchen.
Didn't care about the bathroom.
Yeah, we ran out of money.
Mm-hmm.
But
Anna's been redoing her bathroom for a long time. So maybe you could talk to her.
Really?
She's been doing it herself, like her and her husband. I don't know how to do that kind of stuff.
I'm too lazy right now. I'm in a lazy phase of my life.
Oh, I'm done with life. I'm too busy. I am way too busy. I really overbooked myself. I'm busy for the rest of the year. I'm tired for the rest of the year. I'm ordering Christmas presents right now because I'm not going to have a chance to go shopping.
I'd like to say that I'm busy, but I spent most of the day in PJs yesterday.
Well,
did absolutely nothing.
This past weekend was my only chill weekend. We were supposed to go to a concert on Friday. Didn't get those tickets.
Yeah.
Until late. And then I was sick. I couldn't go. So I spent this weekend, besides the Christmas party, doing absolutely nothing. I even took a nap on Saturday.
But
I normally don't nap.
You were recovering, too.
Yes.
So I think
and this is the only chance that I'm going to get.
Yeah.
I'm going to be with so many kids this weekend, Amy. I'm really worried about it.
I don't know why you decided to do this.
Because I love my best friends. I love my friends, and I love most of their kids. But
you need to purchase earplugs.
I need to purchase a noose. for me, not for other people.
We can joke about killing, but not killing babies, okay?
Just myself. Don't be offended. Don't be offended. All right. I think that's it. You got anything?
I could talk about my first keg stand. I didn't ever go back to that.
Yeah, let me hear it. We need a setup, though. Hold on.
I don't have to.
No.
It's not that good.
Amy, you have anything else?
No.
Do you want to talk about your first keg stand?
No. I'm good.
Have you keg stand before?
I have.
And what happened?
It's stupid. I'm not doing it anymore. I changed my mind. It's dumb. I just thought, I don't know. Don't, whatever. Just forget me. It's stupid.
Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can give us a rating. You can say some nice words. Don't forget to hit us up on our socials as well. We want to hear from you. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Keep your hips loose
and lift hip.
Thanks for listening.